You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Bob Dane, Communications Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. The group conducted a survey through Zogby International on the 2 days following this year's presidential election to examine what role immigration policy had in the minds of voters as they went to the polls and how folks voted based on those principles. And Bob, thanks so much for being with us.
Great pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Well, first of all, we didn't really hear much about immigration in the general presidential election. It came up to some extent in the Republican primary, certainly as long as Tom Tancredo was in the race. But once it got down to Barack Obama and John McCain, we virtually heard nothing about it again. Why do you think that is, and how disappointed are you that we didn't hear more about it?
Well, it almost felt throughout the election cycle, Greg, that these two guys had a gentleman's agreement to not introduce immigration as an issue. And there was clear mutual political advantage to both to ignore the issue. Obviously, John McCain did not want or need an immigration debate. He didn't want to remind his conservative core that he'd gotten in bed with Ted Kennedy on that Senate amnesty bill 15 months ago. He had a positioning problem right from the beginning. He needed to be tough on enforcement to distance himself from the open border pro-amnesty Democrats. And then on the other hand, he was trying to take a very moderate stance on immigration to win the Hispanic vote.
And so there perhaps wasn't much difference between the two in immigration, so why bring it up? Is that kind of how they looked at it?
Well, there was huge differences between these two candidates on a whole bunch of issues, but on immigration, they were identical, and they were both locked and loaded for amnesty.
And in terms of how folks felt about immigration policy, the issue of amnesty, whether or not it's good or bad for our economy, that sort of thing. What struck you most in these Zogby numbers? Because it looks as though a lot of people who voted for Obama definitely don't agree with him on the issue of immigration.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the electoral map turned blue, but I think the public still sees immigration in red. Right after the election, right now, is when the special interests are starting to hitch their wagons to the new president, and they're pushing their agenda. And the special interests for illegal aliens have been claiming that Obama's victory is now a mandate for amnesty for the 13 million illegal aliens. And their main argument is that folks, Latinos in particular, voted for Obama on the immigration issue and that they're going to get and expect amnesty. But that's not true. The Zogby research really debunks that, and it showed that only 32% of Obama voters said his support for amnesty was a factor in their decision. And an overwhelming majority said it was either not a factor at all, or they voted for him in spite of his stance on amnesty. You know, if there was any general mandate in this election, I think we can agree it was for a change of leadership and better handling of the economy. But if there was a mandate for immigration reform in particular, it's to continue to secure the borders and push employer and really punish employers who hire illegals. Flooding the market at this point by way of amnesty with wage suppressing, if you flood the market with wage suppressing foreign labor, which would basically be what would happen if we had an amnesty, it would be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And that's not what Americans had in mind when they went to the polls.
Bob, do you sense a lack of urgency on the immigration issue? As you just mentioned, two-thirds of those who supported Obama either didn't care about his position on immigration or were opposed to his position on immigration, so it was not a defining factor in how they voted. What do you need to do to crank up the urgency and make it a defining factor in certain people's votes?
I think the fact that our economy is shaky, if not in full meltdown, is going to force this administration into weighing their immigration policy against its effect on the growing number of Americans out of work. You know, in a way, the silver lining is that even though Obama may want some type of amnesty, and he's going to certainly be pressured into it by special interest, it's going to be hard for him to pass it. Because if George Bush couldn't get amnesty passed when we had an illusion of prosperity in the country, at least we had a stable stock market and rising home values, it's going to be a real tough punt for Obama to convince Americans to accept amnesty when we have real economic problems.
And it's interesting also in these Zogby numbers, Bob, if you look at them carefully, that folks are in favor of specific ways to crack down on illegal immigration. Three-fifths of voters, 60%, said reducing illegal immigration and cracking down on employers who hire them is important to them. Only one-fifth of voters support the pathway to citizenship. So what kind of base does that give you for moving forward?
Well, as we move forward, we're certainly very cautious of the immigrant communities who basically want a new deal on immigration. While it may be difficult for the president to get a huge amnesty bill passed, I think it's likely that we're going to see a lot of piecemeal amnesty, stealth amnesty, and things done with very little transparency behind closed doors. I mean, right now, Nancy Pelosi is telling ICE to stop or reduce worksite raids. We're going to start seeing more pressure to give illegal aliens Social Security cards, driver's licenses. The scariest part is the special interests have been so supercharged by this election, taking credit for it, that they have a full expectation that this administration may begin to dismantle a lot of the great state and local government ordinances and laws that have been put on the books this past year. I mean, at the state and the local level, that was the real battlefield this last year against illegal immigration, and it's where the victories were won.
So where do you see yourselves gaining ground here? Obviously, you've got an uphill battle here. It looks as though the public's on your side, but Congress is clearly not. This was a massive issue in 2006 and 2007, as we've already said, not at all, hardly, in 2008. So how do you bring it back to becoming a critical factor and a critical issue again?
It may correct itself, and that's not to imply that we're all going to close up shop and take a vacation for the rest of the year. But Obama's going to need the goodwill of the American people, and he's inheriting one of the worst economies since the Great Depression, and that means he's got a lot of painful and hard decisions to make. So he's going to need the goodwill of the American people, and frankly, getting involved in another legislative battle over amnesty is the last thing he needs. Now, that said, we are going to keep a very close eye on all of the little piecemeal pieces of amnesty that may emerge along the way, and in particular, E-Verify, the nation's enforcement worksite enforcement tool that allows you as an employer to ferret out who's eligible for work. That comes up for reauthorization in March, and that may be his very largest, most important piece of legislation that he's going to have to get behind.
Bob, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Bob Dane is Communications Director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform. To see the full results of the Zogby survey on voters' attitudes towards immigration, go to www.fairus.org. This is Dateline Washington.